Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for what? November 17th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, this is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth certainly is in order. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Our good friend, Michael Perutka, former presidential candidate on the Constitution Party ticket, well-known constitutional educator. He happens to be they don't call him county commissioners. There's something else, but he's a county guy in Maryland. I don't know why they don't call him county commissioners. What's up with that, Michael?
Well, because we're not commissioners. Just briefly, but good morning.
Please,
hello,
sir.
Sam. Hello,
good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Excellent, my friend.
It's really wonderful to be with you and with your guests. With your audience. It's great to talk to patriots and people who care about their country and their country's government. God bless you for that. I'm a county councilman, Sam. County councilman, and the difference is in a commissioner type county. Usually, there's no county executive. The county commission is usually both the legislature and the executive branch of government in those situations. In my situation, we have a county executive, so I'm part of the legislative branch of local government.
My point is, most people don't even understand it, but it's actually better, right?
Well, yes.
Because you have better separation of powers, mirroring the federal reality, right?
Yes, exactly, yes. And the more, and of course, in you know, the basic biblical principle that, you know, men can't be trusted because we're sinful, and so we separate power, and it's dangerous to have too much power in any one man or any group of men's hands. So that's the principle, and we have it in our local government here in Anne Arundel County.
Yeah, and we don't even want Sam Bushman or Michael Perutka to have that kind of power because we don't even trust ourselves.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly
not that we think we're bad guys. We think we're great guys. We just know what happens when people have power, and we know what happens when the headiness of too much control gets to someone. We're human. The natural man kind of comes out, and man, it's bad news. We got to turn our hearts and our minds towards God, and it's kind of like, in my mind, even if we could trust ourselves, why would we want to put ourselves in that position to fall? We don't need that. This is
right.
A lot of people look at a lot of these rules of the proper role of limited government and say, you know what, man, this is just too many rules. No, these checks and balances are designed for our protection and safety.
And didn't we see that, Sam, when our outgoing president or resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, at any rate, used to say, well, the Congress isn't doing it, so I must, because I have a pen and I have a phone. Well, no statement could be more detrimental and more of the antithesis of what our founders planned and what, it, in fact, is a biblical precept and principle that you've just described, that we need to separate that power. And basically, he was saying, well, we have to get this whatever I want done. So we're going to just avoid that. Well, we got a perfect example out of the mouth of the man that he doesn't understand that principle that you're describing.
All right. Now, a lot of people said, man, if we would have elected Hillary, it would have been the end of America as we know it. I'm telling you, we would have just basically fell off the cliff. It would have been horrible. Now, don't get me wrong. I think electing Hillary would have been a bad idea.
Right.
However, I'm not convinced we're always to the meltdown point. I mean, every election my whole life, they've told me this stuff. Certainly, it would be another dagger. It would be another problem without question. But I want to reject this notion. I want to get your thoughts about that we're always – I mean, look, if one more thing happens, we're just done. Stick a fork in it. See, I don't buy that negative view.
Well, of course, I agree with you, of course. And you know, one of the frustrations that people get very, very frustrated that what happens in the national level, And if, as you say, if this one more thing, if this judge gets appointed, or that this or this or this, that's the end of America. And Sam, actually, after teaching the Constitution and studying and learning about and sharing and teaching government for a number of years, more than 15 years in Institute on the Constitution, I became convicted that the thing to do is to go local. My one of my antidotes, if you will, to the frustration of the fact that I can't control what Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid or any of those people can do. I can't get them on the phone. I don't even know anybody that can get them on the phone, or get an audience with them. So, but
you know what's funny? What's funny is I can't get a hold of Donald Trump if my life depends on it. However, you know what I heard? I just read an article the other day. You know, several of the Bushes called Donald to congratulate him. You had all kinds of ne'er-do-wells, you know, calling him, who, you know, what? Let's see, who were they? Newt Gingrich, Ted Cruz, all these other people, and I'm just thinking, how do all these people just get a hold of Donald like that? And the answer is they've got, even though they want us to believe, and Donald may be better than most in many ways, I understand some of that, but at some point there is this elitism.
Sure.
And it even affects Donald Trump big time. Can you get a hold of Donald?
Well, no, I can't. But you know, that's my point. Let me to close the loop there, Sam. I can get a hold of my county legislator, and my constituents here in Anne Arundel County can get a hold of me. They do it every morning. I've been sitting here waiting for your call, answering emails. They can get to me, and they can get so. Where the republic, I think, will be restored, where the rubber meets the road, where we can have a positive effect, is locally. And I think too often we are distracted by and frustrated, as you've mentioned, frustrated by what's happening nationally that we're given a steady diet of, but we really can't control. I suggest, and here I go, here goes Michael with another opinion, right? I suggest that to the maximum extent you can, turn that off and get involved locally where you know about the meetings that affect the land use in your area. Know about how Agenda 21 is coming down your throat and you're not even watching. You know, get involved in the local things and where you can have a positive effect, where you can make a difference, and that should fill your schedule enough that you won't be worried. I'm not saying turn off what happens nationally. It has an importance. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not being polar about this. But I am suggesting that where you can have a positive effect, and by the way, you will feel better. You will feel better by getting something done at your local level, and you will organize people who have a commonality of understanding and will be able to resist the things that they nationally try to push down our throats.
All right. The reason I bring this up is your website's theamericanview.com, right?
That's yes.
All right, theamericanview.com, and I bring that up because there's incredible training opportunities there. There's events, there's educational materials galore. I mean, not only is he Michael Prutka, one of the former presidential candidates for the Constitution Party, not only is he a state a county legislator, but he also is an educator about the Constitution. Does a phenomenal job everywhere he goes. Theamericanview.com is his website. Now, on your website, it says this. Is this presidency the end of America? The executive branch up close. And then it talks about, it says this, our founders put in place a form of government that is resistant to rapid change, charged by the passions of the mob, or by designing men who hold office. Now, that ultimately results in tyranny. I bring that up because, again, we got to understand it's going to take a while to fix America, folks. We're not going to fix it overnight. And those who think they're going to get it done by putting the Donald in office, it isn't going to happen. Now, can it happen over time? Can we advocate for that kind of change? Can our greater numbers affect reality? Can we turn to our God and get it done? Yes, we can. But if you think it's going to happen in an election cycle, you think it's going to happen by getting rid of Hillary, it isn't true. And I bring this up for a wise purpose. Our system was designed to move slowly. I know it frustrates the heck out of people, but the Lord knew if it was rapid changing, that would destroy ourselves rapidly. And believe it or not, the slow-moving proper role of limited government has saved us from ourselves for literally my whole lifetime, Michael.
Right, yes. Well, actually, Sam, there, that what you just described is a good example of why we have, even just in the legislative branch, two houses. There's a famous old story about maybe it's Jefferson in Washington. And he said, "Well, why did you create two houses?" And he said, "Well, why do you pour your tea back and forth between your saucer and your cup?" And he says, "To even it and to soothe it." Well, that's why we pour legislation back and forth between the houses, because we got to even it and soothe it. You're right. Our founders rightfully, I think, feared the mob and popular. And popular opinion to the excess, to demagoguery. So,
and with great reason, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Prutka, our guest. More in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, "Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about?" Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Michael Prutka, ladies and gentlemen, on your radio. Sam Buchman and Kurt Cosby, Michael Prutka breaking it down. So, Michael, after the election, I kind of asked everybody, and I kind of put my thoughts forward as well, and I want to get your thoughts regarding if there was one item you could pick, a single item, that Donald could get done that could change the course of our nation, what would it be? And some people said, Sam, you know what? Getting rid of the Federal Reserve would be one. And by the way, honest weights and measures is a critical component to honesty and morality. No doubt about it. You know, they destroy us with money. There's no doubt. What I brought up, though, is I said, look, we need to have a pro-life commitment. And the pro-life commitment needs to be to overturn Roe versus Wade. We don't need to apologize for giving people true choice for life. The pro-choice folks are only really pro-death, if you want the truth. And the reality is, we've got to stand for pro-life if we want God to protect us and we want to be forgiven for our sins. And it starts with a pro-life message. In fact, that's the only reason for government in the first place, is to protect life, liberty, and property. So I say pro-life, overturn Roe versus Wade, number one. And number two, flat out, defund Planned Parenthood at every turn. Zero funding. That's where we need to start. That was my opinion. What would yours be, Michael?
Well, I would be mostly in harmony with you, and let me explain why I'm using the word mostly.
Sure.
First of all, people might argue, well, get rid of the Department of Education, certainly. Get rid of the EPA, certainly. Get rid
Boy,
of
we got a target-rich environment, don't we?
Right. It doesn't matter which way you shoot, we're surrounded, right? So get rid of all these things which are not authorized by Article 1, Section 8 of our Constitution and therefore are illegal. They're not lawful agencies. They don't exist legally. I'm not saying they don't exist, but they don't exist legally. So those would all be targets. However, I have to agree with you that the number one scourge and judgment on our land is that we are killing our own babies. We're killing our own babies. This must be stopped. And here's where I get to the mostly part. Yes, this is the absolute number one priority. However, respectfully suggest that we don't need to overturn Roe v. Wade, because Roe v. Wade is not law. What a president should do, and this is what I promised in part of my platform to do, if God would have granted that victory in 2004 and I would have been elected president, I promised that my first thing in office would be to instruct my attorneys general to prosecute abortionists in every state. It's still murder. It always has been murder. It has never for one instant stopped being murder, because Exodus 20:13, as that says, thou shalt not murder, has not been repealed or overturned. It has never stopped being murder. It doesn't matter what the Supreme Court has said. So, and by the way, the Supreme Court has taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, but so is the president. And the president, it's totally within his purview to instruct his attorneys general, which are part of the executive branch of government. This, by the way, would be a proper use of an executive order, by the way.
So what you're really saying is you agree 1,000% there's just a better way to go about it within the scope of the law, acknowledging that it's already criminal activity.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
All right, I would agree 1,000% with that. And you know, some are saying overturn Roe versus Wade, and that's what Donald has promised to do. You know, I think going about it your way is the more proper way, without a doubt. But I guess I'm saying, even if we nothing but focus on this as a critical life and death issue that it really is, as opposed to,
of course,
a woman's right to do whatever she wants to. Look, she has rights, but she also has consequences that relate to those rights. And you know what? She gets to pick what she does with her body. What she doesn't get to do is pick the consequences.
Well, you asked
of those actions.
If I could go back to your question, you asked
yeah.
me what I would do if I could, and that's what I would do if I could.
So you do think that pro-life is probably the most important piece we could pick?
Absolutely, without a doubt. The abortion issue is the number one judgment. There are things which flow from that, by the way. Obviously, the valuing of life in many, many ways, both euthanasia and other things. But
Assisted suicide, disrespect for the elderly. It just goes on and on, right?
Yes, absolutely. But it starts with the fact that we just like in biblical times, we're offering our babies as a sacrifice, and that is. That is absolutely, we don't have the authority to do that.
Now, what I find interesting is they run around and call us white supremacists if we say that we want, you know, white people to have children and stuff like that. And they call us Nazis and everything else. It's funny how they try to call me that, though. I'm a blind person. The Nazis would absolutely get rid of me if they had their way. And so it's just a comical reality check on these people. They're all crazy. The bottom line is, when they can't win the arguments, they just want to go into attack label mode. They've done that to Donald Trump and a lot of people surrounding him in his administration. Do you think there'll be enough pro-life people in Donald's administration to really move the marker on this?
Well, that's something to pray for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I don't know the answer to that, but it's certainly something to pray for. I think we should always be naturally, wholesomely suspicious of all of our leaders. For the reasons, by the way, that you initiated earlier, sure. And so we shouldn't one problem, if you will, of the fact that Donald Trump was elected and we dodged this Hillary bullet is that many people will get lax and go to sleep and things that he might do, which you would object if she did, you won't object because we feel like we won and we went to sleep and we're now watching football again. So that's what I think we need to guard against. And once again, pardon me, I'm going to keep trying to bring this back. Folks, get involved locally. Please get involved locally. Learn what your local government is doing about pro-life. See if you can't get the transportation of baby parts, for example, outlawed in your community, in your county, you know what I mean? Just work locally to affect these changes. And by the way, thank you for the commercial you gave me for Institute on the Constitution, because we present materials and teaching aids which will help you to develop that commonality of interest among your neighbors and your friends and your family so that you can do this local resistance to national wrongdoing.
All right, there's a lot of things to focus on. I want to bring up a couple of unique stories in the news and relate it to where we sit today. This grandma's certainly pro-life, huh, Kurt? Kurt's got a story.
Good point, Sam.
Taking care of business.
You don't see too many stories like this, so it's really worth bringing up. They call it a gun-toting grandma. And I guess down in Georgia, she found herself, she was getting ready to take a nap. She heard a noise coming from the front of her home. So she grabbed her pistol. I mean, every good grandma would do that. Grabbed her pistol, loaded it, and stepped into the hallway. She found a couple of men who, the story says, allegedly broke into her home. I think she didn't. Allegedly think they were in there. She thought they were in there for sure. They took off pretty quick. And the police apprehended them later. But, here's a story where nobody really got shot. The gun did its job just because she had it. They took off and everybody was safe. And even the criminals were safe in jail, Sam.
Just where they belong.
Yeah.
And see, this is the interesting thing. I read some articles about Chicago and about just the murders that are going on in there, just absolutely wholesale murders. And they say that the mayor can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. It's just, they're lying.
Granny can stop it.
Granny can stop it. That's the whole point that I'm getting at. What's fascinating is they try everything but what will work, Michael.
Right, sure. Well, the arguments of the left, are often shown up, almost all the time, shown up to be very, very thin, very, very lame. And without the complicity of the mainstream media, nobody would ever accept them at all. I mean, listen to the interviews of the protesters or whatever, and they say, why are you protesting? And they have no idea why.
In fact, most of the protesters didn't even vote. They did a research study on the folks that are protesting in Oregon. Most of them didn't even vote at all. Most of them didn't vote in Oregon. They're just provocateurs brought there to stir up and create a hostile, violent agenda. All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Michael Prutker, our guest, Institute on the Constitution, theamericanview.com in seconds.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Charlie Beck has said that his agency will not modify its existing policy to participate in any federally mandated roundup of illegal immigrants under the Trump administration. Under an order signed in 1979 by then-Chief Daryl Gates, the LAPD does not detain or investigate people on the sole basis of suspicions about their immigration status, deliver suspected illegal immigrants who are arrested on minor offenses into federal custody, or honor federal requests to detain inmates who might be subject to deportation after their jail terms have expired. I don't intend on doing anything different, Beck told the Los Angeles Times. We are not going to engage in law enforcement activities solely based on somebody's immigration status. We are not going to work in conjunction with Homeland Security on deportation efforts. That is not our job, nor will I make it our job. Denver Police Department spokesman Doug Shepman also stated that immigration enforcement is handled at the federal level, not by local law enforcement. The Denver Police Department has not participated in those enforcement efforts in the past and will not be involved in the future. President-elect Trump has repeatedly promised that on the first day of his administration, he will act to move criminal aliens out in joint operations with local, state, and federal law enforcement. Decades of official practice to the contrary notwithstanding, the federal government has no constitutional role in immigration enforcement, although Congress is assigned the task of establishing a uniform rule of naturalization from the founding era until 1882, regulating immigration was understood to fall within the reserve powers of the states. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Barack's in the news. He's going for broke before the end of his lame duck. Ladies and gentlemen, Kurt's got the tails.
Well, they got a lot of spare change around there, Sam, and he's got to spend it. Right now, he wants to send $1 million. Well, going to Kenya. What they're going to do with it over in Kenya is study. They're not going to build a solar plant. They're going to study whether they need one over there. And,
they don't.
We've got what I guess they call a Power Africa plan that I'd never heard about. This is all part of that whole
Just thing.
They
want to,
I guess it was a congressionally approved 5-year project to deploy primarily green power capabilities across Kenya and other sub-Saharan nations.
My response now, is
you,
no
you
on
You do
Patrick.
That when you got, what, $20 trillion in the hole? You got to spend money in Kenya.
Kurt, just say
anyway,
no to PAP. Come on.
Yeah, amen to that.
All right, Michael Prutka, what do you say about this, though? Literally, Barack Obama going to give $1 million to them. What I don't get about it is I thought Congress... especially the House of Representatives, all legislation relating to spending must originate in the House. And I thought the House controlled the purse strings, sir. Where does he just get all this money? I mean, he literally put a ton of money, billions of dollars overseas into what was that country, Kurt, that they sent planes of cash over to?
That was Iran.
Oh, yeah, Iran. And now we're sending $1 million to Kenya. And where does all this stuff just come from?
Well, that's interesting. You know, the short answer is I don't know, Sam. I don't know where... In the Lord's name, it comes from.
I think they just print it, sir. I think it grows on trees.
See, that actually gets into your earlier comment about the Federal Reserve being a very, very important thing to address here, because none of this could happen. All these foreign wars couldn't happen were it not for the fact that the federal government is in bed with the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor there is there any reserve, and they are they print money out of thin air. And which ends up being a hidden taxation on the rest of us, because the money that you and Kurt and I have in our pockets, we actually had to in some way earn. Well, when they just print it out of thin air, then the money in your pocket and my pocket is diminished in value. So it's a taxation on all of us as they do this, and that allows them to do these $1 million to Kenya and all the foreign wars, which would not be possible if the Federal Reserve were abolished and we actually had a real money system. That's a whole program we should do. But,
amen to that.
Yeah, that's
right. Next headline of interest. I want to get through a few of these because it's interesting what's happening right now in this lame duck. President Barack Hussein is going for broke. Obama doubles down on global warming pledge.
Right.
80% decarbonization by 2050, says Barry. Now, how does Congress let these lame duck presidents just get away with this? They need to just tie his hands.
Sure. Well, the whole, of course, you know, and you've done shows on this. The whole global warming thing is a hoax and a fraud, and it's designed to bring down the quality of living in America.
Yeah, my only concern is Donald Trump says it's a fraud and the Chinese created it to enslave us, but I don't think the Chinese created it. The globalists, the internationalists,
yeah. Well,
created it.
That's interesting too, Sam, because here, you know, back to that point. It's interesting that I think this election, and this is in broad terms I'm saying here, really was not between Democrats and Republicans. You might say
right.
Between insiders and outsiders.
And you might say it was the international, quote, globalism versus nationalism.
Right. And at least Donald Trump seemingly from his rhetoric, seemingly, I don't know the man personally, but seemingly from his rhetoric, has not bought into the global warming, one world, new world order. For him, it is America and others. It's not all of us one. Hopefully he will be successful, and he needs a lot of help in this, in just exposing that farce, not making any decisions that even recognize its legitimacy and act as though America is first. That really would be in the spirit of our founders. That's not selfish. That's loyalty and patriotism to America, that is refreshing in his rhetoric. I just pray that it has a real and solid basis.
No question. It's kind of like the guy that says, look, I take care of my businesses and I take care of my family first, not because I want to just be a supremacist or of anything like that, but because I know if I do that, then I can continually reach out and help others
right.
in the Christian way. And if I give away the farm today, I won't be able to help anybody.
Right, right.
I mean, it's just that mentality. It's just common sense. But again, it's attacked everywhere. I mean, right now you're white, aren't you, Michael?
Yes.
And you're a nationalist because you believe in America, right?
I do.
So you're a white nationalist, my friend. See how they go? I mean, it's just crazy. Right. Then they put that label to where you hate everybody.
Right. Well, I'm guilty as charged for that.
See? And now they're starting to use this term of Christian supremacist. Have you heard this?
Oh, no, I have not.
Oh, yeah. So instead of being a white supremacist, now you're a Christian supremacist.
Well, in the sense that Christ is supreme, I'm
yes, sir.
Guilty there, too. Right?
Guilty as charged. It's just crazy the way these guys go. All right. Next headline that I found fascinating.
Yes.
The press pool is freaking out because President-elect Donald Trump dished them Tuesday night.
Right.
And he went to a steak dinner with his family. And they're saying, you just can't do that.
Right.
There's no law that says that. There's no rule. There's just this expectation by these thugs that the press should be everywhere with Donald Trump. And I don't accept that. I don't agree. That needs to be the case. I think he's right to do what he did. And I think we need to back the press off. And yesteryear, when we didn't have 24/7 Twitter accounts and everything else, the press didn't follow presidents everywhere. And he does have a right to privacy. I don't care if he's the president or not. And these people, what they want to do is just take advantage of every word, every statement, every movement that he makes and manipulate it and pervert it to the point of not even being recognizable to the truth.
Sure. Sam, you know what I'm going to do? To show my solidarity with the president-elect, I'm going to go for a steak dinner tonight with my family, and I'm not going to tell the press.
You're not going to tell me where you're going or anything?
I'm not telling the press.
All right.
I'm just going. I'm
good
just
for you.
My
you're just going. I'm in. I'm ready to go. I'm just saying, it's amazing how,
sure.
Look, for our literally, a couple of hundred years, no one knew everything the president did. They didn't follow him everywhere with cameras every second like the paparazzi out of control.
Well, he wasn't that important, and he shouldn't.
Correct. That's my whole point.
Right.
I don't give a rip what he does on his evening with his family.
Right.
I mean, I hope he does good things.
Neither do I. But, the only thing that would bother me is if I went to the steakhouse and he had my table, then I'd be upset.
Now that's a problem.
Other than that,
in fact, you got to be arrested for that. See, it's just crazy. And these guys, what they really are mad about is that they cannot literally scrutinize everything
sure.
to pervert the truth to create more and more and more division in America. These people are – divisionism is of
that's
Satan.
Silly.
And that's what these people love.
That's just silly. That's part of keeping us distracted from what, you know, once again, here I go back to go local. Stop being distracted. Go local and do something positive. That's my point. By the way, may I – there's another website. May I throw it in,
sure.
please?
Absolutely.
PerutkaTownHall.com. P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A. PerutkaTownHall.com is where is my local legislative website. And what I'm trying to do is take the principles we learned in Institute on the Constitution, the biblical principles and the constitutional principles, and to actually apply them and record what I'm doing at the local level. So you'll see things on there like a template of 10 questions I ask about every piece of legislation that comes before the council, so and my analysis of it. So I'm trying to build, if you will, a template of, well, this is how – If you believe that Christ is King and you believe that the Constitution should be obeyed, here's how you might do it at the local level. And I try to talk about the trials and the difficulties of doing that and how it comes out. So
a duplicatable template.
Yes, PerutkaTownHall.com. Please.
All right, PerutkaTownHall.com.
Right.
All right. Now this story I find fascinating, and while we're too busy worrying about the president actually, you know, ate steak and they don't know whether it was medium rare or what, you know, happened there, this story, in my opinion, is critical. We need to come unglued as the American people over this. We've heard about this, but now it's definitive. IRS did indeed target, based on guilt by association, and based on party affiliation, conservative organizations.
Sure.
The details come out from Judicial Watch. They had literally thousands of pages. They forced it to be released via FOIA requests and more. And the bottom line is the IRS did. Look, we need to get Donald Trump to abolish the IRS. We need to put these people in jail who led this effort. They basically used it as a political weapon, and it needs to be shut down. It's already unconstitutional. It's pretend legislation, as you like to say, Michael. This story is being blatantly ignored while we decide what kind of nuts the Donald had in his salad. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, you know, Sam, one of the things that the media and I'm going to use the term brainwashing has done to us as a culture, and it's not just the media. When I say the media, it's also the government schools, etc. Is that it's actually dumbed us to the point where we are no longer outraged at outrageous things. And what you just described is an outrageous act of corruption from that is not a secret. It's not rogue. It's systemic.
It's criminal activity, blatantly protected.
Right. And God bless you for being outraged about it. We all need to be extremely outraged about that. And yes, there should be no pardons. That should be rooted out.
All right, I got good news in a second. Kirk Crosby wants to weigh in on this IRS topic as well. We'll do it in seconds with Michael Perutka on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Kirk Cosby wants to weigh in on this IRS thing. I'm just telling you, we're worried about the Donald steak dinner and the fact that he disappeared from the press for 5 minutes or something crazy. It's psychotic. I'm telling you, we're titillated with this reality baloney that distracts us from what matters. The IRS literally targeted groups and organizations in a criminal enterprise using the IRS as a political weapon against the people, and nobody seems to care. And now a lot of us are urging the IRS to absolutely be completely shut down, and the Donald needs to get this done. He kind of hinted that he'd do it at some point. He needs to take this by the horns and get it done yesterday. If we're going to stop lobbyists, we certainly need to stop the political weaponizing of the IRS, Kurt.
Well, and our buddies at Judicial Watch, they've been working on stuff like this for a long time. And you know how quickly your government responds to your requests, Sam. They just got some new documents as part of a lawsuit they filed over a Freedom of Information Act way back in 2013. That's 2016 now, so you know how quickly the government gets to answering your requests. Now, these newly obtained documents include handwritten notes from an unidentified source, kind of like the old way they'd say, on conditions of anonymity. Anyway, at an IRS office meeting that apparently happened around August of 2011, according to an IRS court filing provided to Judicial Watch by the IRS, the notes were part of information taken from four chief counsel employees. It tells you the names. It says tax-exempt and government entities division employee and former IRS employee Sarah Hall. Anyway, these notes reveal the belief about the IRS workers. Quote,
but you know what? This went on back in the Freshman Revolution.
That's
back
exactly
in the 90s.
Right.
They said that, I mean, people were disguising their voices on TV. They were all afraid and covering their faces and cover your face. They're taking pictures and running. And I mean, it was this like a reality TV show, but nothing ever happened, Michael. Can we get it done this time?
I certainly hope so. This story raises even a bigger question. If in fact you can think of it this way, if in fact you can print money, which they do, they do it illegally, but they print it. Why do they even need the IRS? Why do we need an income tax when they can print the money that they want and tax us that way by devaluing the money that's in our pockets?
Because they don't have the Gestapo.
Well, exactly. See, because what that reveals, and my point is, what that reveals, Sam, is that the reason for the IRS has nothing really to do with the collection of revenue. It has to do with the suppression of and the control.
Yeah, it's a political weapon of the party in power.
Thank you. Once again, you express things so eloquently and better than I.
It's crazy.
That's it.
All right, now.
Correct.
There is somewhat of good news, though. Because more stores are closing on Thanksgiving. I would never force them by law to close, but the fact that they're realizing it's good to let people be with their families and let employees be with them, I just believe for Thanksgiving it's good that more stores are closing. So that's good news.
Sure.
Now, there's a woman in the news, Kurt, and I guess she got pregnant twice in 10 days?
What?
Well, yeah, they say this is a rare occurrence.
Yes, it is.
And, apparently she was on some different, this is across the pond, by the way, like New Zealand or Australia, somewhere where they say a woman falls pregnant. That's the term they use.
Just fall into that.
Yeah, anyway.
You fall in love and you fall pregnant.
She had this thing called polycystic ovary syndrome. And, it stopped her from ovulating and she was undergoing this hormone therapy when she, quote, fell pregnant. They say this happened. They conceived and basically bore twins, but they were conceived 10 days apart. Now, they say the doctor had to look it up on Google because he couldn't understand how this all worked. But, anyway, it's an interesting story. To me, the fun part about the story is this was a husband and a wife.
Whoa.
And they were married and they were welcoming children, Sam. I mean, were happy to have them come to Earth. Man, that's a cool thing, huh?
And the best part is it's pro-life, baby. You got to dig it. I'm just saying that's an interesting twist of a story. What I don't understand is I guess they're just guessing that she got pregnant 10 days twice apart or whatever because they're 10 days apart in the delivery. Maybe one baby just needed a little bit more time, said the Lord, and if they're really twins, maybe it was really the same time.
There's sure questions you could ask.
Maybe I don't really know. Maybe I'm just ignorant of the ways of women, but there you go.
well, I certainly am, Sam.
I only have 8 kids. I probably don't know anything about it.
I can't help you there.
But me and the midwife have delivered 8 of them, so I have a pretty good clue that I have a feeling it's not exactly as we're told.
Can I return? I know you have an agenda there. Can I return to something we talked about a little
bit? Of course.
With respect to Second Amendment.
We have a loose agenda for all kinds of stories, and we got about a gazillion of them. And we just talk about good things and promote good things, and we just go through them as we go. So if
you
we never get there, it's okay.
I wanted to follow up on, if you don't mind, with respect to the Second Amendment.
Please.
I just want to give this kind of teaching moment, if you will, to your folks. And, if we are a government by the consent of the governed, right. In other words, we authorized our law enforcement. They get their authority through us.
Roger that.
Ultimate authority comes from the Lord God Almighty. But their power is derived through the consent of the governed. That's the American system of government. Well, think about it this way: if we have given them the authority to carry arms, our police, our sheriffs, et cetera, our law enforcement, then we must have it, because otherwise, if we didn't have that authority to keep them bear arms, they couldn't get it through us.
We couldn't loan it to them.
We couldn't authorize that unless we had it. And when we authorized it, we didn't lose it in any way. We didn't give it away.
No, we just delegated it.
Right. In other words, if I hire Kurt to be my bodyguard walking through a bad part of town and I get jumped and Kurt decides, this is his day off and he's not going to help me. The question I'm asking is, do I have the authority to try to slug my way out of it if I can?
Of course you do.
Sure.
You have the obligation, sir.
Right, right. I didn't give it up just because I hired him and he fell down on the job. So of course, by that, the theory of principle and agency, if our police or our sheriffs or our law enforcement are armed, we in fact must be. We must be. So that's just the principle agency argument for the Second Amendment there.
And for grandma.
Just saying. Of course.
All right. Now, there's a Spirit Airlines passenger. This is kind of interesting. This dude was just chilling, minding his own business. Right, Kurt?
Well, that's right. It's, you know, on a flight. I mean, you know how you always just get all relaxed. You put your seat way back and your feet way up and all kind of stuff.
Where they serve steak on the air. Without the
that's
media
right.
present
of
and
course.
Everything.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, the guy a flight attendant shows up right in front of him, and she has a kind of a button on her that says Black Lives Matter, White Supremacy Kills. And this guy had the nerve to say, I said to her, all lives matter.
Just imagine a racist like that.
Yeah. And she said, I disagree with you. I disagree with you on so many levels. And then she went into some sort of memorized, I really can't speak politically while I am in uniform. And that's when the guy took a photo of the button. The attendant said the picture violated airline rules and asked to see it.
Yes, it did.
He said he agreed to delete
it. Wearing white lives or Black Lives Matter, whites or supremacy kills her, that's not against the rules. No, sir.
Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is they deleted the image. They made the guy get off the plane. Later, the airlines, in their defense, they apologized and made restitution to the guy. And they even straightened out the lady. They basically says, if you have something offensive on your uniform, you are going to offend customers, and customers pay the bills.
Whoa.
That's a way-out idea for business, huh?
Imagine
but anyway.
Those guys got Spirit over
Spirit
there.
Spirit Airlines.
What airline?
Spirit Airlines,
Spirit
sir.
Airlines.
I'm sorry, Spirit Airlines.
Now, the interesting thing that I have about this is this. Black Lives Matter. I agree with that, by the way. But I believe all lives matter, just like this guy said. Life, pro-life is important. But this idea that, what was it? What supremacy kills?
White supremacy kills.
Now, by the way, I'm not a white supremacist. I don't believe whites are superior. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. We're all God's children. I believe our choices make us superior. If we obey God, we're superior to those who don't, because we're blessed by God for doing so. Anyway, I digress, except to say, this white supremacist stuff is nothing, again, but a divisionary tactic. Even if somebody believes they're superior, I'm going to defend their right to believe that, even if I think they're wrong, Michael.
Sure.
You have the right to discriminate, don't you?
Well, of course, you're told we are given the duty by the Lord God Almighty to discriminate between good and evil. He tells us what good is, he tells us what evil is, and he tells us that we must obey good and refrain from evil. That is a judgment. Of course, we make judgments. We make judgments all the time. I believe that there's one race. I think this whole question of race is a red herring. We're all part of the same race. There's different.
Yeah, we're all God's children.
But we're all one DNA. Absolutely.
But they can't divide and conquer if they let that stand, Michael.
Well, that's right. It's that the Marxist construct is to divide and conquer. You're absolutely right. And we need not to fall victim to it.
I think he's going to let Sam Bushman be the media guy in the Trump administration. Is that what you just sent me, Kurt?
I think so. Oh, that's what I'm
referring to. No.
I'm writing a letter right now.
It looks like maybe Laura Ingraham will be there, but maybe you're up next, Sam.
Well, hey, we can always have a wing and a prayer, that's for sure. Michael,
yes,
thank you so much, my friend. Give out your websites quick. Go.
Sure. PerutkaTownHall.com is my local website, PerutkaTownHall.com, and The American View. We'll get you everything you need to understand the
AmericanView.com. Thanks, guys.